You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. Right, so today I have Alan Maxwell on the line. He's author of The System is Unforgiving, Play by the Rules and Win. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
Oh, man, Alan, so I am excited to get into this book today. I know you're on a number of bestsellers lists with it, and, I mean, this thing's been taking off. So I know Wall Street Journal, USA Today bestseller. I mean, this is exciting stuff. So we're going to get into your book, but before we do, just to give the audience a little bit more on your background, so how did you really get started in your career and in business?
So actually, it's started out in a bad area of Philly. Escaping the environment that I was in, looking for something better in life. Family moved to Georgia from Philly, and the Navy was my way out. And in the Navy is where I started getting a lot of knowledge and understanding about life and so forth and so on. After the Navy, I ended up getting into the defense industry and the federal government. And so there is when the real inspiration came, after seeing some of the things that happens just in life or in the government or in just things around us, things that we take away sometimes from our cultural beliefs. So I figured I needed to put together something to just share with people to say, hey, listen, maybe what you see isn't what you see, or maybe what you hear isn't what you hear. So, and then understand that it's not personal. It's not personal at all. It's just the way it is.
Man, that's awesome. I love the story, and I think it's a great transition. So I do want to dive into this book. So The System is Unforgiving. I mean, what was the inspiration behind creating this? Because there's a lot of, just for context, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives out there that are thinking about writing books, or maybe they have or something. But for everybody that's ever tried to or wanted to write a book, I mean, it's not easy to get a final product out, and this is a tough journey. It's not as easy as it looks. So what inspired you to kind of go through this journey to go through and get this finished product out?
I got to give all the credit to my book coach, Kim O'Hara, because I had the idea, I had the ambition, but I didn't have the know-how. And so trying to put my thoughts on paper after all the different events that I've been through in life, and then talking to people, sharing, I said, hey, you need to write a book. I'm like, okay, how do you do that? So through just a process of connections, I connected up with my book coach, and the rest is history, because she was awesome. She was a driver. And she made sure that I stayed on task, you know.
Man, I love that. And so let's dive into the book itself. So I like the way the book is laid out. So part one, From the Streets of Philly to the Fields of Baxley. Part two, Military Life, 22 years in the U.S. Navy. I mean, it looks like you go through and you kind of break through or break down this system, as the title implies. So we're not going to have time, obviously, in a 15-minute interview to cover all the book. But even if we did have time, we wouldn't. Why? Because as my listeners know, I like to help authors sell books. So this is a really really easy book to find on Amazon. I'm sure it's in other places, which at the end of this, I'll give you some an opportunity to send my listeners to where you want them to purchase it, Alan. But let's just start off with the first part. So I want to get a little bit further into that. So tell us a little bit more about what this section's about, from the streets of Philly to the fields of Baxley.
Sure. So, raising in Philly in the 60s was rough. I mean, it was today everyone talks about gang violence and all that sort of stuff. Well, it was prevalent back then. And I'm the youngest of seven. My mom and dad didn't have a great relationship. And so my mom was in fear of me and my four other brothers and my two sisters and said, hey, I'm going to take these guys back on the farm where I came from in Georgia. At least it's safe and it's different. So we went from the inner city Philly to the deep South in 1970, which was a cultural shock to the entire family. We went from gang violence and all that sort of stuff to racism and all that sort of stuff. So it was quite the contrast from one to the other. I mean, 180 out. So that was a very telling experience. Neither one was choice experiences. So that was why getting out of that environment was important to me. But it was different living in the South in the 70s. Very different.
So then you transition into military life, 22 years in the U.S. Navy. Can you share with us, you know, maybe like one of the stories that you, and I know there's many in this section because I'm looking at it, the Philippines establishing a moral code, I mean, Bermuda exposure to the system, sponsoring Diane, building a long-lasting partnership. So I see all of your, kind of the way the book's laid out, but can you share with us maybe one of the stories in this section to give our listeners a bit of a flavor for your writing style and you know, the way the some of the stories that you shared?
Absolutely. So if I had to pick a story, I'd have to talk about Guantanamo Bay. I was a brand new officer. I started out as an enlisted and I got commissioned as an officer. So my very first officer's tour was at Guantanamo Bay as the base ordnance officer. So I went from a regular enlisted guy to a major department head. So that was a huge jump with no training, with no experience. Just from one moment, and here you are now the king of the world, so to speak. But then I get there and realize that the officers didn't play by the same rules that I played by as an enlisted guy. It was an actual conspiracy because what I did when I first got there, because of my integrity and because of the things that I believed in, saw some things that weren't quite ethical, and I fixed them. Well, by fixing them, I upset a few people. And in retaliation, they tried to have me removed from my department. And they concocted an elaborate scheme because they had done this so many times to other officers that they figured that they could do it to me as well. And luckily, I had some friends and some little more insight and knew how to navigate through that saved my career. But that was probably the most challenging, most intense for me, and not just for me, but for my family as well. So that was probably the most exciting part of the military for me. But the
that reads straight out of the movie.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. So.
Wow. And so what was, you know, some of the lessons that you shared out of that experience in the book to give a feel? Because I know you go through, obviously, some of the autobiographical side, but I know you're also, you know, teaching lessons the way this is laid out. So what were some of the things that kind of came for that you want your readers to understand?
So I put them in my 15 rules. And so I think the biggest one was never take anything personal. Because when you get personal with stuff, you're getting emotional and you're not thinking clearly. You're not looking at ones and zeros and you're not looking at facts. So you have to not be personal. And then the other thing I think in one of my 15 rules is seek out a good mentor. Get someone that has no biases in either direction that they can see it objectively and give you some good counsel and wisdom. But seek to find someone that has been through some challenges, not your buddy on the side of the street. So you have to stay focused on what your objectives are and just not get caught up into what's happening around you. You have to see what's going on in front of you and tackle that only and try not to get sidetracked. And it's really hard to do, but these are some of the key things that I had to do to survive.
Man, that's a good one, Alan. And I struggle with that. I take it personal, and I'm like, why are they doing this? Like, they know they're wrong. But I'm struggling. I struggle with that one, Alan. So you got me on that one. I'm like, oh, I got to read this book. I got to finish this one because it's worth my time. So, Alan, that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on The System is Unforgiving, Play by the Rules and Win, what's the best way for them to connect with you, your brand, the book? I mean, overall, how do people follow you?
So I'm on Facebook. I have a website. It's alanmaxwellauthor.com. And that'll give you all the information you need to reach out and communicate with me. And again, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and those various, but the website is probably the best.
Fantastic. Well, Alan, really appreciate you coming on the show today. What's that website one more time? I know some of my listeners were thinking, oh, where's my pen? Where's my paper? Whatever they're writing with their tablet. I mean, let's give them that website one more time.
All right, that's alanmaxwellauthor.com.
Fantastic. Well, Alan, again, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. Congrats on your book and all its success. Wishing you and the book, of course, continued success. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there. But also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Alan, thanks again for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you, Adam. This has been great. Thank you very much.